Hi, I'm John O'Donnell with Microsoft Evangelism, and I'm here in Columbus, Ohio at TDCI, and here with Dinesh. So Dinesh, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you, John. My name is Dinesh Dameja, and I'm the Chief Strategy Officer of TDCI Incorporated. I'm responsible for our product strategy and technology direction.
Excellent. Now, your Microsoft Certified Gold Partner?
Yes, we are, and we're also a Certified Business Solutions Partner.
Okay. And how long has TDCI been around?
We've been around since 1992, and we focused on becoming an ISV and a software company since the 2000 timeframe.
Okay, so tell me a bit about TDCI's core expertise, core competencies.
Sure. Our core competency is focused around product configuration and guided selling.
Okay.
We essentially pride ourselves at providing an innovative configuration solution where manufacturers can put their knowledge and content in and leverage it across enterprise applications and even out through their dealers and distributors and consumers.
Right. And you know what you've been showing me today is obviously a product, which we'll talk about in a second, running inside of Dynamics NAV 2009. So maybe you could tell me a bit about your experience with NAV.
Sure. As we started to, given our strategy is the one configurator anywhere strategy, we had some interest from Dynamics NAV customers that wanted to use the product configurator not just for guided selling and quoting through dealers and distributors, but they wanted it seamlessly integrated with the NAV platform. So we started our integration through Dynamics NAV 5.0 SP1, and our current version actually supports 2009, both the classic client as well as the role tailored client.
Okay.
And there are some dramatic improvements in the usability in the role tailored client.
So can you give me some highlights? I mean, what are some of the cool features that you like on there now, on NAV 2009?
One of the neatest things that I've seen is the concept of the role tailored client, where you can set up a dashboard that is customized to each role based on what that user is doing. So if I happen to be a customer service rep, I've got my quotes, I've got my orders, I've got graphs on the dashboard that help me do my job easier.
Right.
And if I want to create a quote or an order for a configured item, our product configurator comes right out of the RTC, provides them with that service, and then seamlessly gives the data back to Dynamics NAV.
Okay. Well, maybe now you could tell us a bit about the whole product configurator business, because obviously it's something I've learned pretty much over the last 12 months. There's a whole industry out there committed to to meeting the needs of manufacturing companies. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could give us a brief overview of the configurator business.
Sure. As manufacturing companies try to extend into the global economy, and when customers have the power of choice, people want products the way they want them, not the way someone decided to pre-configure and set up the products. So manufacturers go ahead and provide a wide variety of options and choices on their particular products. And the challenge is, how do you convey that knowledge to the consumers, and how do you convey that knowledge to the dealers, distributors, and the sales staff? So the product configurator allows the manufacturer to represent their knowledge in an electronic form. Think of it as an electronic catalog and a price book.
Okay.
With everything that's valid and options, etc. And our configurator even goes as far as producing multiple levels of visualization of the product. Once that knowledge has been defined, the company can leverage that knowledge within Dynamics, NAV, AX, CRM, etc., or take that knowledge out to their dealers, distributors to allow them to choose the products that they want to configure.
Right. And your solution is obviously runs inside of NAV.
Yes.
It also extends out, uses ASP.NET.
That is correct.
On the website as well. So maybe we could talk a bit about your solution, which is called ByDesign.
Mm-hmm. The ByDesign solution is built around a product configurator, and the product configurator that we've designed actually has the ability to generate not just features and options and provide valid choices, but it can support complex pricing schemes, produce visual images, whether they are 2D drawings, sales drawings, 3D models of these custom products, and even photorealistic renderings of certain products like apparel or printing that the consumers need to see what it looks like. The ByDesign configurator allows easy graphical point-and-click tools that manufacturers can use to represent that product knowledge. Now, from a user interface point of view, we've built the application all on the .NET platform, where the configurator can be leveraged from inside ERP, such as I'm going to show you with Dynamics NAV. It can be leveraged through Dynamics CRM or AX. As well as we've got a rich set of quoting and ordering solutions where the same configuration knowledge can now be provided to dealers and distributors who can quote on behalf of the manufacturers.
So it's not just giving you a list of parts that says here's the product that you've configured. It actually can give you a drawing that says here's what it will actually look like.
That is exactly right, John. And in many of these configure to order environments, especially if you've got building products and specialty vehicles, there are requirements that once you finish the configuration, in many cases you have to have a sales drawing with key dimensions for approval. So our configurator has the ability to produce that, as well as produce complex proposals and submittals, such as a Word document that has all of the product as configured, tailored to that particular job.
Right. Well, that's great. So let's do this. Let's go to a product demonstration and take a look at the product actually running live.
Sure.
And thanks for talking to us today, Dinesh.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the opportunity.
My name is Dinesh Dhamija and I'm the Chief Strategy Officer at TDCI. I'm responsible for the ByDesign product and technology direction. I'm going to demonstrate our ByDesign configurator and our channel sales quoting system work seamlessly with the Dynamics NAV system. Let's begin by creating a new sales order and selecting a customer within Dynamics NAV. I will now add an item to my order. And the item that I'm going to demonstrate today is a wood door. Let's select a quantity of one, and you'll observe within the sales order subform there are specific fields that highlight that this item is a configurable item and it has not yet been configured. I can launch the configurator from within Dynamics NAV by selecting the line menu and clicking on Configure Item. The configurator screen provides me with a rich array of controls by which I can specify the product, all of the knowledge driving this configuration being driven from a point-and-click graphical design modeling environment. What you see on the right-hand side is a dynamically generated image from a template model that has constraints and parametric relationships to produce images on the fly as I go through my configured experience. So if you'll observe that this door is a 30-inch door, if I go ahead and make this dimension 24 inches on the configuration, you now see I have a 24-inch door that's rather skinny. For purposes of this demonstration, let's go ahead and make the door 38 inches wide. I can select the wood species of this door to be cherry, and if the user would like to get some help on how to select the wood species, they can always click on the helpful hint that gives them a view of what the particular door stain would look like, as well as some information on the cherry wood. Let's continue on with our selection process. And the system actually provides me with a summary of all selections that I've made up through this point. The last question asks me if I would like to add hinges to this particular door. Let me select the option to add hinges, and the system defaults for me the number of hinges, the size, and the locations based upon the given size. Let's assume that I make a selection that I'd like to use 3.5 hinges, and the system will automatically position the locations of those hinges for me at this particular door. All the while, as I'm making selections, the system has the ability to generate pricing based upon the user for whom I'm quoting this product. So you can see here the price for this door with my four hinges is $412. When I finish this configuration, the control is returned back to Dynamics NAV, and on that configured line you do see a price of $412 for this particular wood door. I can add several other configured items and finish the configuration, but for purposes of this demonstration, let me just go ahead and create a production order for this door. As I create the production order, NAV actually will take all of the bill of materials and routings that have been generated by the ByDesign configurator, and they will be associated to the production order. So let's take a look at this firm plan production order 101446. Moving back to the role center in NAV, if I look at my production orders number 101446, and if I open that out, it tells me I have a configured wood door that has the following sub-assemblies, such as the bottom panel for the interior door, the bottom rail, etc. For any one of the components or subassemblies or the finished item, I can query NAV to show me the components, and it gives me the bill of materials that are for that particular level in the configuration. I can also query NAV to show me the routing, in this case for the finished good item, which is the wood door, and you'll see that my routing in this case has three operations: to assemble the door, sand the door, and attach four hinges, which is what I actually selected in the configuration. If I would click on the line comments within NAV, you will notice that the system has also brought forth from the configuration the locations of each one of those hinges, so that this information can be used by the operator. What we've seen in the demonstrations today is how manufacturers can leverage the ByDesign configurator, the ByDesign front-end quoting and ordering tools, and the Microsoft Dynamics platform to deliver value to their users. Manufacturers can represent their product knowledge in the ByDesign configurator as a single point of maintenance and leverage that knowledge across their enterprise applications. All the information flows between these applications are automated, providing for a truly seamless and integrated enterprise